USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The government, along with NORAD, are tracking a Chinese surveillance balloon hovering over Montana's military facilities, including some of our nukes. It flew in over the Canadian border.
According to Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the balloon is currently traveling at an altitude well above commercial air traffic. He went on to say instances of this kind of balloon activity have been observed previously over the past several years. While it does not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground currently, shooting it down might change that. So it remains in flight. The government says it acted immediately to protect against the collection of sensitive information. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The House kicked out Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar from her position on the Foreign Affairs Committee in a vote Thursday, citing her language used in many instances, including anti-Semitism. Speaker of the House McCarthy on the Hill.
Based upon what she had said, the anti-Semitic comments, it's all about the Benjamins, the military in America is equal to Hamas and the Taliban. On 9/11, something happened that day. Even the former Democratic chair of the committee believed her comments were wrong.
The House voted 218-211 along party lines on the resolution to remove her from the panel. Strong cold air is descending on New England Friday morning, and that's expected to last into Sunday, bringing wind chills approaching record low levels. Wind chills through the weekend will see minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit in New York City, minus 33 in Boston, as low as minus 60 degrees in northern Maine on Saturday morning. The cold air could be deadly for anyone caught outside for extended periods of time. The NFL Pro Bowl is looking quite different this year. Skill-based competitions and a flag football game. Peyton and Eli Manning will each serve as coaches at the Pro Bowl on Sunday. This is USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
Federal prosecutors announced a New York man pleaded guilty Wednesday to making threatening phone calls to Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia. 51-year-old Joseph F. Morelli from Endicott admitted he called the Congresswoman's Washington, D.C. office and threatened her life. Morelli is scheduled to be sentenced on June 1st. He faces up to 5 years in prison with a 3-year supervised release and $250,000 in fines. Police are still searching for the person who shot and killed a Sayreville, New Jersey councilwoman.
These neighbors were there when Eunice Juform was shot and killed Wednesday night while sitting in her car outside her home.
The guy sprinted through that mailbox alleyway, and I don't know where he went.
It sounded like gunshot, and then it paused, and then there was just a round of more.
There apparently was around a dozen shots fired, and neighbors say they saw a guy talking to the councilwoman by her car before she was shot. Dave Collins, USA News.
Air raid alerts were going off in Kyiv and across Ukraine on Friday as a summit of European Union and Ukrainian leaders was due to begin in the country's capital. Ukraine President Zelensky is hosting top European Union officials who are visiting Kyiv with promises to support Ukraine's war effort for as long as it takes, but denied Ukraine a quick path to joining the Western Bloc. As Tom Brady retired from football, Patriots owner Robert Kraft is offering Brady a 1-day contract to retire as a Patriot. Lance Pry, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.